The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we just got this call. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
Hi. I was listening to the couples court earlier, how the sister-in-law was upset that they have a family friend and that the kids call them their aunt and uncle. And, well, I'm kind of in a similar situation, sort of, and I was hoping that you guys could kind of give me some advice on what I should do. So I'm getting a divorce, and, you know, I really don't think that my niece and nephew should call my soon-to-be ex-husband their uncle anymore. You know, and I mentioned it to him, and now he's all upset because he says that they're his nieces and nephews too, but they're not. They're my sister's children. I just want to know, is it wrong that I want to get rid of his uncle status now that we're getting a divorce?
I mean, it is kind of tough, but I would leave something like that up to the kids. Wouldn't you, Anna?
No, they don't know any better. Did he wrong you? Because if he wronged you, they don't get to call him uncle anymore. That, to me, I feel like that's what, if it's a good separation, then maybe.
Yeah, the best of times separation, well, right? The ones that are the most fun, like getting on a roller coaster ride. I mean, come on, what are you talking about? None of them, even if they're civil, are great.
So then they shouldn't call him uncle anymore. He's not their uncle anymore, right?
I disagree.
I gotta be honest. Maybe I don't actually know, because I'm thinking about the divorced aunts in my life.
Right.
And I still call them, I call them Zia, but Zia Jenny, Zia Debbie. I still refer to them in their full name.
I think it's a dangerous thing when you start telling kids we're going to decide whether or not somebody is still related to you based on whether or not we think they were the bad person in the divorce. I mean, you don't know anything about anybody's home life or what's actually going on in there. Could turn out that your aunt or uncle, the one that was related by blood, they're a big jerk inside their house. You don't know. You're just getting one side of the story.
All right. So what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Once you get a divorce, would you still have your blood nieces and nephews call your ex aunt and uncle? Or would you have a conversation with your sibling and say, hey, tell the kids no more aunt or uncle?
They've been exed out.
Yep. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. When you go through a divorce, do you get demoted as an aunt or uncle? Something I never really thought about. It's Anna and Raven. We got a phone call from a woman going through a divorce, and she said her nieces and nephews, so these are her blood niece and nephew, her sister's kids.
Yep.
Should they still call her soon-to-be ex-husband uncle?
She doesn't want them to, actually.
Right.
But, of course, you're in the middle of a divorce. You're a little bit bitter. You're emotional. Is that the way it should be for everybody?
But what if they're never going to see him again? That's an endearing term.
What if
right?
they live right across town? You don't know.
Right. What do you think? What did you do in your family? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
No, I don't think so. I think she's being petty. I think the more family you have in your life, the better, especially if he sounds like he cares about the kids.
You know, how many times do we have to see examples of people using the kids as pawns? You're not doing it in the interest of the kids. You're doing it because it makes you feel better and it hurts them. And sometimes that's the same thing. Thanks for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think they're still related. They're related to your ex-husband, so they're related to your children if they're your children with your ex-husband. Still your aunt.
Well, I would say, too, that, you know, even if you're not the blood relative, even if you're the one that married in, if you had a relationship when those children were born or when they were young, like, you have an established relationship. Doesn't matter what anybody says.
Yeah, and it's up to the children, too. I mean, if the children do have an established relationship, they should be able to continue that relationship. Because in today's world, children need more people in their lives. You know, it's a tough place to be.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Do you get demoted from the aunt and uncle title?
I think once you get divorced, the ex gets demoted. No more aunt or uncle respecting their name unless they plan to still send presents to the kids for the holidays. Then they can keep it.
I got to be real. I consider the Christmas gift thing part of the choice too. Because what? If you demote the divorcees, right?
Yeah.
You think that you're teaching the kids, all you're doing is perpetuating the fact that they're going to make the same decision down the road. If somebody divorces out, they're no longer family. And all you're doing is costing them Christmas gifts. Keep it open. Love everybody, of course. If you were once family, you're always family.
So you mean to tell me that if they continue to send Christmas gifts after the divorce, then they get to keep the aunt or uncle title. But if they do not, then they don't get the title anymore?
Exactly. You know it's going to be a good gift, too, when they're divorced out. Oh, that's going to be a banner year.
All right. And on Raven, what do you think? Do you think they get demoted and don't get the aunt and uncle title anymore?
I mean, you know, my ex-wife and I got divorced 3 years ago, and then my niece still calls her Aunt Allie. But, you know, they're close, and my ex is actually her godmother. So it makes me happy at least to see them still somewhat have a relationship. You know, it's her godmother. I'm not going to take that away from her just because we got divorced.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're a godmother, you get to keep your title forever.
I just think kids are better off when they see everybody be cool. They see everybody else around them is good. Oh, then everything's good. I'm good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think that the title gets demoted from aunt and uncle after you get a divorce?
Once an aunt and uncle, always an aunt and uncle. Like, how do you explain to a child you can't call them aunt anymore because they're not married anymore? I think it's kind of above a lot of kids' heads and they're just used to the names. I don't know. I don't think it's really a big deal.
No, I think that you sit down. Your young children at 5 years old, Anna, and explain to them that love doesn't last forever.
Oh, good.
And that it's not real enough to overcome.
I think
you should definitely discuss that with them. And that's why they won't be getting any more gifts from Auntie Jo.
Oh, that's terrible.